'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse or a gripweed.
You are listening to Montco Radio, where music and minds meet, broadcasting live from the Advanced Technology Center here in Bluebell, PA. I'm Matt Porter, and joining me in the studio today are the Gripweeds,
hey.
Kurt Ryle, Rick Ryle, Kristen Pinnell, and Michael Kelly. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you, Matt.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Great to be here, babe.
Glad to be here.
So, today we're talking about your new album, Under the Influence of Christmas. What made you want to do a Christmas album?
Well, Matt, one day we just woke up and had a burning desire to do a Christmas album. No, not really. Several years ago, we did a Christmas song, a one-off, called Christmas Bring Us, and it was a very creative track, very psychedelic.
It was just a one-off, one-song thing that we did a few years ago. We put it out and sent it out to radio, and it actually got picked up from... a company who used it over Christmas last year as well.
Little Steven from the Underground Garage made it the coolest song in the world.
Coolest song.
Yeah, Little Steven.
Little Steven, who's a big supporter of the band, he has a satellite radio show called the Underground Garage, and he actually picked it as the coolest song of the week. So we thought we had something going on there.
And the idea was, you know, maybe we could do something a little more with the Christmas idea. And we had just come off of Strange Change Machine, which was it came out last year. It was our double album. We put a lot of effort, a lot of time into that. And the idea of doing a kind of concept project that was kind of lighthearted and fun appealed to me, and I was able to sell it to the rest of the band.
Also, basically, we didn't want to wait. We tend to take a long time between our records, and we didn't want to wait a really long time before we put out another full-length release. So we thought the Christmas record would be a good interim release and just something fun to do. We wanted to do it quickly. We wanted to have a lot of fun doing it. We didn't want to, you know, put, we wanted to just make it fun. And we wanted to do a bunch of different songs and bring in a bunch of different friends. That, because we work with a lot of musicians.
And the compelling thing for me, and oh, this is Mike Kelly, by the way, is to be able to say I'm going to have a Christmas record available on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And you're Christian, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. How did you choose the songs?
Well, Matt, we chose songs that we like personally, and we really wanted to get away from the usual Christmas fare. No Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, no Santa Claus is Coming to Town for the Gripweeds.
Well, we wanted to do a mixture of songs that we grew up listening to that we all loved, some traditional Christmas songs like Christmas carols, and then we wanted to do some originals. So we wanted a mixture.
But we wanted to give them the Gripweeds sound. We actually have a sound as a band, and we wanted to interpret traditional songs and the covers in our own way. It's kind of, you know, I don't think that our style of music, whatever you call it, power pop, psychedelic rock, whatever it is, I really don't think it's that well represented with holiday music. And that you know, is something that I think that we wanted to rectify with our album.
Yeah, we wanted to do a Christmas record that you could listen to kind of any time during the year, just a really good rock record.
Yeah, we've been playing it all summer. Actually, we recorded it this summer, so, you know.
Well, you have to do it then.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you have to record it over the summer, so it'll be ready in time for the Christmas holiday. In time for the holiday.
Okay, so let's listen to a track from the new album, The Gripweeds, Under the Influence of Christmas, on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Wow, sounds Christmassy.
They said there'll be snow on Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, your eyes full of tinsel and fire. Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelites. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes, and I woke with a yawn at the first light of dawn, and I saw him right through his disguise. We'll be right back.
That was cool. We're back in the studio with the Gripweeds talking about their new Christmas CD, Under the Influence of Christmas. So tell me, how is it different writing a song for a Christmas album or handling Christmas music versus writing and recording original Gripweeds music?
Well, Matt, from my perspective, I think that recording, I don't know about the writing, but recording a Christmas song, it's not that much different from doing a regular Gripweeds track. For me, the way I thought of it was it's a chance to experiment a little bit, you know.
This album, approaching the Christmas album or holiday album, was like writing a concept record or recording a concept album. Every song has to do with, you want it to do with the holidays. And so the original songs that we wrote were kind of geared towards that, because it's for a Christmas album. Whereas when we're recording a regular album, we're a little bit more free to do with the subject matter. And maybe even musically too. I think musically we're trying to give the songs on this record an uplifting, good vibe. And so maybe there would be some negative songs or some darker songs that on a normal Gripweeds record that we wouldn't put on this, just because who wants to hear, you know, a lot of bad vibes on the holidays? Not that we're really that bad, but you have anything to add?
Yeah, so for me, the most important thing about the record was to have that Grinch song on here, that Rahu Jahu Dahu Dore, you know, so my kids would listen to it. And also songs we could carol, because we're not going to perform this a lot. We're going to go like door to door and do caroling stuff. Right, Kristen?
Yeah, well, when we were writing the original songs for this record, we wanted to try to catch some sentiments that were some sentiments that were maybe not your usual Christmas song. We have a song called Santa Make Me Good, which is actually, it's about this like womanizer, cad, drunkers, like asking Santa for like to forgive him at Christmas time. And then we have this other song called In Time for the Holidays, which is about the loneliness that people have to deal with when, relatives that have passed on or people that you used to see regularly at the holidays have moved out of your life and you don't get to see them anymore, and you kind of you're reminiscing about what it was like when they were around. And we wanted to capture that sentiment. We actually wrote that song around the campfire in the summer up in the mountains.
Yeah, so there's some humor and some depth there.
Definitely.
Cold winter nights glow with holiday cheer. Future's so bright with a happy new year. But since you've gone, I'm alone in this town. Mistletoe's hung up, but I'm upside down. Take me back.
In time for the holidays.
Christmas time isn't the same without you. Take me back.
In time for the holidays.
And you. Of a past Christmas haunts me inside. Something so strong that should never have died. Family and friends, generations gone by. I would give anything, see them arrive. Take me back.
In time to the holidays.
Christmas just isn't complete without you. Take me back.
In time to the holidays.
Small. What was the point? Can't remember it all. Things that we said but we don't really mean. Break us apart and words fall in between. Take me back.
In time for the holidays.
Christmas time isn't the same without you. Take me back.
In time for the holidays.
Ring out the old and ring in the new. Take me back.
In
You are listening to Montco Radio, where music and minds meet, broadcasting live from the Advanced Technology Center here in Bluebell, PA. I'm Matt Porter, and joining me in the studio today are the Gripweeds, Kurt Ryle, Rick Ryle, Kristen Pinnell, and Michael Kelly. You have several guest artists on the album. Can you talk about that, and why don't we start with you, Kurt?
Well, the thing about the guest artists on this record was it was something that we had never done before. Every Gripweeds record, all five of them before this one, there were never really any guests included in a major sort of way. It was always kind of maybe if we did have a guest, he'd be like a keyboard player. But this album, we thought it was an opportunity for us to try something new and bring in some guests to sing lead parts and sort of really put their stamp on it and give them a little spotlight, you know. Once we thought that and had that idea, it was like, we started to think, okay, if we're going to do 2,000 Miles, it'd be really great if we had the Smithereens on it, like Pat Denizio singing and Jim Babjack playing guitar. And then with Santa Make Me Good, for instance, we contacted Mark Lindsay from this band called Paul Revere and the Raiders, who are a real legendary 60s band. And we contacted him, and he was willing to do it. And once he was willing to do it, we finished the lyrics and kind of tailored them to him to give him a good attitude type song to sing, which is where Kristen said, you know, the kind of...
He's not a cad and a drunkard.
But, you know, something tough for him to sing.
You know, having Mark Lindsay sing a track that's kind of like Paul Revere and the Raiders, that's thrilling. I don't know if Mark has done a track like that in a long time. Also, hopefully it will attract some attention, please. More attention for us if we can possibly get it.
Yeah, we actually took a song from The Grinch, Stole Christmas, and we did a kind of made it sound like The Who when we brought in the Anderson Council.
Yeah, because it was The Who song.
Yeah.
Wahoo Doris, The Who song from The Grinch. We thought, wow, let's pretend we're The Who. And then we brought in our friends, the Anderson Council, to help us. And then there's the Left Bank. We had written, Kristen and I wrote the song for the holidays, and we thought, that'd be nice to make it a little Baroque. We were going for Baroque sound. And Rick, why don't you just tell a little bit about George?
I loved working with George Cameron from the Left Bank. I sing with him in the Left Bank, so it was kind of a natural thing for us to do the backing harmonies on For the Holidays and give it a little Left Bank spin. And, you know, all the guests on the record, I thought, did a great job, did a lot of fun. I love what Pete Horvath did. Pete's in a group called the Anderson Council on the Dr. Seuss Christmas song. Pete's just a great all-around musician and creative guy, and you know, he added a lot to that. And you know, I don't want to miss anyone, but Vince Grogan, a killer bass, the one song that Michael Kelly is not play on, Vince came in and knocked it out of the park. Danny Adlerman, good friend of ours, also children's artist, is on Welcome Christmas. A lot of fun, just a lot of fun working with our friends.
Okay, well, here's one of the tracks from the new Gripweed CD, Under the Influence of Christmas, and this features guests Pat Denizio and Jim Babjack from the Smithereens. This is 2,000 Miles on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Sometimes in a dream, you appear.
That might be my favorite track.
Fantastic stuff. I'm here in the studio with Kurt, Rick, Kristen, and Mike, the Gripweeds, talking about their new CD, Under the Influence of Christmas. Okay, on the cover, you guys are in a snow globe. What was that like?
Well, the Christmas globe, that's a serious thing. We're doing a big publicity stunt on Christmas Eve, where actually the band is going to be sealed inside that globe. In the morning, Christmas Eve, and if we don't get 1 million downloads by midnight that night, they're not going to let us out of the globe until we get 1 million downloads of the album. I'm a little nervous about it. I got three kids. Rick has a daughter. Kurt and Kristen have a dog. I'm kind of nervous about it, but hopefully we'll get those downloads and we'll be able to get out of the globe. I mean, we really put the pressure on ourselves with this this record.
Help me. Get me out of this glass globe.
Okay, let's go around the room with some fun Christmas questions. What is the most ridiculous thing that has happened to you on a holiday?
Okay, I'm gonna go first. MK, I don't know if anybody can top this, but it's like five, six years old, and I'm in the bathtub, and you know, it's Christmas Eve, and the whole family's over downstairs, and with my brother. I'm little now. We're both in the tub, and we hear downstairs, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas. Where's Mike and Daddy?" So me and my brother, of course, hear this upstairs. This is the plan, of course, for the parents to get the gifts under the tree. So me and Dana are like, "Oh, my God, it's Santa. We want to see him." Like, that's all we want to do. So we jump out of the tub. We're just covered in suds. We run down the stairs naked, and we're like into the living room. And there's like 1,500 relatives. You know, this is at the 70s, so people are smoking and drinking, and you know. And there we are, standing naked, soaking wet, dripping with suds, and they're all like, "What are you doing? Oh my God, the kids are naked!" Why? Thank God they didn't have digital cameras in those days, because I'd be paying for that right now. But now I am, because I told everybody that story. So go ahead, beat that. Go ahead.
What is your quest? What is your favorite color? What is the diameter of the wingspan of an English swallow?
Sure ask many questions, Matt. Weirdest Christmas holiday incident would be... Now let me think a little bit. There's been many. Well, I don't know if this is the most ridiculous thing, but it's definitely something I would say is ridiculous. There came a point where I and my brother Kurt also no longer believed in Santa Claus. Just last year, as a matter of fact. We began to suspect that my parents were Santa Claus, and we began to look for the presents. And one year I found that I had gotten Pink Floyd Omagumma. It was a... I actually unwrapped it. I found the present hidden somewhere. I unwrapped it, took the record out, played it, then put it back in the jacket, resealed it, and rewrapped it, and then pretended to be surprised on Christmas. So that was ridiculous, I think.
Okay, what's the first music-related gift you ever got for Christmas?
I really don't think I received too many musical gifts other than like records or, you know, CDs or something for Christmas. I wasn't really encouraged as a child to play. In fact, Rick got a drum set and I had to sneak onto it.
That is how we both became drummers and led to the Gripweeds, kind of. So, yeah, the drum kit Christmas.
The first record I ever got at Christmas, I still remember the morning when I opened it. It was like 4 a.m. and I got a vanity set and a couple dolls and Rod Stewart, Every Picture Tells a Story.
Music related. I got a guitar when I was 4, but I had an aunt, super cool aunt, who every Christmas would get me record albums, and it, you know, it started with Cosmos Factory by Creedence Clearwater, and then the Led Zeppelin album and Frampton Comes Alive. I think that's the year that my life changed. I got that album, Frampton Looking Up in the Air with the Golden Hair, and started growing mine immediately that day. And in fact, my dad still to this day, 78 years old, still telling me to get a haircut. So yeah, how about that? Good gift.
What was your favorite Christmas toy, and did any of you get an actual strange change machine as a Christmas gift?
I got the real actual strange change machine toy for Christmas, probably 1968, 69. Was it my favorite toy? Well, it was kind of fascinating, but I burned my fingers on it several times, and I don't think anybody would. I doubt a toy like that would be sold now. It's kind of dangerous, but yeah, I guess I enjoyed that. My favorite toy would be, oh, the drum set, definitely.
My favorite toys, you see is like reissues in Target now, like Rock 'em Sock 'em Robots, realistic looking guns. You shoot your eye out. I did get an Easy Bake Oven, though, Kristen.
Well, I never got a strange change machine, but I did get an Easy Bake Oven, which was probably kind of the same, the way the things came out of that thing. But I do remember one year, I used to have a long list when you were a kid, and I was really into dolls. Oh, surprise, surprise. I was really into dolls, and I had a list of like 7 dolls that I wanted, and Christmas morning, I opened up my present, and it was not one of the dolls that had been on my list. It was a friggin' Giggles doll. Now, if you remember Giggles, all she did was go, like when you squeezed her, all she did was laugh. And
you weren't happy.
But I've never forgotten that Christmas because she was not on my list.
Cool. Here's another track from the new CD, The Gripweeds, Under the Influence of Christmas, on Motco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Yeah. once again. Ho, ho, ho. It's been a really good year, Santa. I had my fun. I got my kicks, if you know what I mean. But I guess now it's time to settle up. So what you gonna do, Santa? I could really do with some holiday cheer. Hey, are those sleigh bells I hear? And reindeer? Oh, you're not gonna pass me up, are you, Santa? Oh, come on, man. Come on down my chimney, make me good!
Christmas tree? Why? Why?
Join the triumph of
Okay, you're listening to Mako Radio, where music and minds meet. We're in the studio today with the Gripweeds, Rick, Kurt, Kristen, and Mike. You can get their new album by going to gripweeds.com. All the information that you need, you can find right there. So, what's next for the Gripweeds?
Fame and fortune.
A big paycheck. Actually, beginning of next year, we're planning a live record, which we've accumulated songs from a lot of our performances over the years, and we're going to put out a really high energy rock live record.
Live record. It depends if we get out of the snow globe on Christmas Eve. There'll be no live record unless we get the million downloads. You know what I'm saying? That's the snow globe. They keep forgetting that little stunt we're going to do. We have to get out. We have to get out of that globe. We'll see what happens.
We are going to do an Easter album. We're going to release in the spring. Here Comes Peter Cottontail is going to be on there, done in a, like The Who might do it. What else? You know, we're going to write some original Easter songs about decorating the eggs, and we'll do those like the Beatles. And after that, we will probably do a July 4th record of American history-based songs. And I think we'll wrap the year up with a Halloween album. So we got a lot to do.
And one last question. What do you like to put in your eggnog?
What do we like to put in our eggnog? Isn't it obvious, Matt? I mean, look at the album. Look at the album cover. Look at the song list. Look at the writing on the font of the writing on the album cover. Isn't it obvious what we put in our eggnog, Matt? I really can't say on the public airwaves, Matt, but use your imagination, people.
Eggnog. Ugh. I hate saying it, but in the state of Pennsylvania, in the city of Philadelphia, eggnog, since it's neither egg nor nog, is an illegal substance. So I use it to clean my tires.
I love eggnog. And you put a little Myers rum, you know, the dark one, the dark kind. That makes it extra good.
You know, the dark kind? Yeah.
Now, you could do what the press release for this new album says, and if for those who like a hit of lysergic in their eggnog, Christmas, Under the Influence of Christmas, is for you.
Christmas time of the year.
thank you so much for stopping by today. Everyone should go out and get a copy of the new Gripweed CD, Under the Influence of Christmas. For more information, of course, you can go to gripweeds.com, and you can find out all the places where the CD is available. You are listening to Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Thanks for having us. One thing that would be important to know, you can get the album at www.gripweeds.com, and we have, exclusive to our website, we have a deluxe gift package, which is loaded with
Christmas stocking and toys and such.
Yeah. And hats and bonus tracks and all kinds of things. And Gripweed.
Everybody out there, have a great holiday.
Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays.
Man.
Of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born. Christmas. Christmas. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.